Into every community, a little drama eventually comes. It is an inevitable fact of human existence that we like to gather into groups based on shared interests. Whether it's a forum for sissies to share tips on makeup, or a blog where stroking perverts can find interesting new things to do with their dicks, like-minded folks will congregate and hang out. And each and every time you get more than three people in one place, you're gonna have drama. Interpersonal squabbles, fights over territory, and even just plain old dick-measuring contests. It's as certain of a thing as that the sun rises in the east. The key to remember in any community drama fest is to stay calm. And don't forget your towel. No, wait, that's not quite it. Though towels are important, they're not as important as remembering that in any community, the only true coin you have is your reputation. Especially in kinky communities. The way that other people view you and speak about you is of vital importance. How, you may ask, does this have any bearing at all on community drama? Because the higher your status, the more damaging community drama can be to you. Let's say that a rumor starts going around. Billy Joe Bob ignored a safe word. Sissy Sally said so as she heard it from sloppy cunty Carol, who heard it from domly dom asshole De Allen. And now you've heard it, and there's Billy Joe Bob right in front of you about to talk a brand new submissive into playing. What do you do? Stay calm. Leaping to conclusions without any solid evidence is an excellent way to make an ass of yourself. Yes, it can feel very good to jump in on there, to pick a side, to draw the line in the sand between us and them. It's human nature. Yeah, let's start a riot. Or not. Remain neutral and calm as long as possible, both to protect your own reputation and to find the truth at the center of the issue. There's a saying that I'm fond of. If the truth can destroy a thing, it should be destroyed. If the truth can destroy a reputation, if the truth can blow apart a relationship, if the truth can make someone never pick up a hank of rope to do a suspension ever again, then let the truth reign. And picking sides, getting involved in community drama, doesn't serve the side of truth. When rumors fly, try to find the truth behind them. When there's a fight between two people, observe the truth in their words and judge for yourself. If two people argue over the safest way to do something kinky, find the truth for yourself. And if you find that there is drama about you, stay calm. Bring out the truth and find those people in your community who also seek the truth of the situation. People who love rumors, who help spread them and delight in the chaos of drama, are not your friends when you're in the middle of said drama. You need calm heads to support you, not hot heads. Okay, anecdote time. A friend of mine had a rumor spread about him. Word got around to multiple cities, because that's how drama works. When word got back to me, through a friend who sought the truth, she wanted to know if there was any grounds for worry, if there was truth in the rumors at all, so she went looking for fellow minds. I put my reputation on the line in the service of truth and helped clear up the drama. The person who started the rumors was revealed to be untruthful and is no longer a part of the community. The person who was maligned looks really good because he never raised hand nor voice to the rumor monger nor to any who spread it. He took my advice and stayed calm. The key to surviving community drama is to remain calm. Don't rise to it, don't feed it, and don't let the truth remain hidden. For more entries about both surviving the real kinky world and fun sexual fantasies, you can hit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can give me a call at 800-601-7259, and we can have a good long discussion about, well, everything.